Netslick School also has a student-run company. These are the older students, mostly from class 6, so that would be from age 13 up to 18 years old, and they have a bakery company. They call themselves KidCom Bakery, and they are their own board of directors. They have bought shares in their own company, and they also run the company and their own employees. They bake bread, cookies, Rice Krispie squares, number of baking items like that, and they actually have sales. The sales are in the school, but it is open to the community. They have advertisements on the radio, and on a Friday afternoon we could have up to 200 people coming in to buy bread and so forth. And there, I believe there are about 10 or 12 students involved. The majority of them are boys.
What happens to the money from that?
It's theirs. They pay for the electricity. They purchased a commercial oven. They're paying for that, the installation for it, and the money goes into their company. And when they leave, then the company buys them out, and someone else can come and buy themselves in. And that's the way the company keeps going. So it's very much an exercise
in life skills.
In life skills, exactly.
The other day too, I saw some greens. Where did they come from?
In the class 6, that's the senior class, there is an actual, how do you call it, hydroponics?
Hydroponics,
that's it. Hydroponics plant. That was started by Lee Stafford, who was the former principal of the school here, and that was a number of years before he became principal, when he was a classroom teacher here, and is now carried on by Gina Pizzo, who is the senior class teacher. She and the class plant lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, a number of things, and they sell that. In fact, the class 6 is going on an exchange trip in the spring. A class from Ontario is coming up here to spend a week up in Spence Bay, and then the next week the class 6 is going down into a small town in Ontario and spend a week down there. And so they're busy making money for their trip. Most of it is paid by the Government of Canada, but the students themselves are making money. Another aspect is where we have someone coming in and demonstrating and teaching the students how to do the traditional drum dance. The boys would learn how to use the drum, and the drum is a very, very large hoop. And there's canvas, and it is hit by a small stubby stick, and it's hit on the edges. It's not hit on the canvas, but on the edge of the hoop. And you hit one side, and then you hit the other side. And then it's the girls who do the singing, and that's very traditional. And so the girls learn the songs, and the boys do the actual drum dance.